mean, I don't know.
What?
Well, as old as he is in dog years, do you think Snoopy should still be allowed to fly this thing?
Rachel?
Yeah?
You remember when you first came here, how you spent 2 weeks getting trained by another waitress?
Oh, sure. Do you need me to train somebody new?
Good one. Actually, Terry wants you to take the training again. Whenever.
Do you believe that?
Yeah?
Boxes of the holiday macaroons. On behalf of the Brown Birds of America, I salute you.
Admit it, Chandler, you have no backhand.
Excuse me, little one. I have a very solid backhand.
Shielding your face and shrieking like a girl is not a backhand.
I was shrieking like a Marine.
All right, here. Watch me execute the three P's of championship play. Power, pop, precision, shoot, and panache.
You broke a little girl's leg.
No, I feel horrible, okay?
It says here that a Muppet got whacked on Sesame Street last night. Where exactly were you around tennis?
I'm going to go see her. I want to bring her something. What do you think she'd like?
Maybe a Hello Kitty doll? The ability to walk? I'm going to get back to retraining.
All right. See you guys.
Look out, kids. He's coming.
Then I got to go sell some Christmas treats.
Have fun. Oh, wait. No, don't. I forgot. I am totally against that now.
What, me having a job?
No, I am against innocent trees being cut down in their prime and their corpses grotesquely dressed in like tinsel and twinkly lights. Hey, how do you sleep at night?
Well, I'm pretty tired from lugging the trees around.
Hey, baby, listen, you got this all wrong. Those trees were born to be Christmas trees. They're fulfilling their life purpose by making people happy.
Really?
Yes. Yes, and the trees are happy, too, because for most of them, it's their only chance to see New York.
And after you've delivered the drinks, you take the empty tray.
Gunther, please, I worked here for 2.5 years. I know the empty trays go over there.
What if you put them here?
Huh. Well, you know, that's actually a really good idea, because that way they'll be closer to the mugs. You know what? You should have the other waitresses do that, too.
They already do. That's why they call it the tray spot.
Jeez, I always heard them talk about that. I sort of just thought it was like a club they went to. Oh. I'm sorry.
It's all right. Sweetheart.
So, this must be kind of neat for you, huh? I mean, your dad tells me you get a couple of days off school, and you don't have to sell those cookies anymore.
Well, I kind of wanted to sell the cookies. The girl who sells most wins a trip to space camp and gets to sit in a real space shuttle.
Wow, you really like all this space stuff, huh?
Yeah. My dad says if I spend as much time helping him clean apartments as I do daydreaming about outer space, he'd be able to afford a trip to the Taj Mahal.
I think you'd have to clean a whole lot of apartments to go all the way to India.
No, the one in Atlantic City. Dad loves the slots. He says he's going to double the college money my grandma left me.
Huh. Well, good luck to Dad. Say, how many more boxes would you have to sell in order to win?
The girl who won last year sold 475.
Yeah?
So far, I've sold 75.
400, huh? Well, that sounds doable. How much are the boxes?
$5 a box.
And what is second prize?
A 10-speed bike. But I'd rather have something my dad couldn't sell.
Well, that makes sense.
Could you do me one favor? If it's not too much trouble.
Yeah, Sarah, anything.
Could you pull the curtains open for me? The astronauts from the space shuttle are going to be on the news. And since we don't have a TV, the lady across the alley said you'd push hers up through a window so I can watch it.
Yes?
Yeah, hi. I'm selling brown bird cookies.
You're no brown bird. I can see you through my peephole.
No, hi. I'm an honorary brown bird.
What does that mean?
Well, it means that I can sell cookies, but I'm not invited to sleepovers.
I can dial 911 at the press of a button, you know. Now, go away.
Please. It's for a poor little girl who wants to go to space camp more than anything in the world.
I'm pressing. No. A policeman is on his way.
Okay. I'm going.
I can still see you.
All right.
Hey.
What are you doing here?
Well, I thought a lot about what you said, and I realized, maybe I was a little judgmental. Yeah.
Phoebe, remember, hey, they're just fulfilling their Christmas...
destiny.
Sure.
Yes. Okay. Yikes, that one doesn't look very fulfilled.
Oh, that's one of the old ones. He's just taking it to the back.
You keep the old ones in the back? That is so ageist.
But we have to make room for the fresh ones.
So what happens to the old guys?
Well, they go into the chipper.
Well, I have a feeling that's not as happy as it sounds.
And these come in the shapes of your favorite Christmas characters. Santa, Rudolph, and Baby Jesus.
All right. I'll take a box of the cream-filled Jesuses.
Wait a minute. One box? Come on. I'm trying to send a poor little girl to space camp. I'm putting you down for 5 boxes. Chandler, what about you?
All right. Do you have any coconut-flavored deities?
No, but there's coconut in the Hanukkah menorahs. I'll tell you what, I'll put you down for 8 boxes, one for each night. Mom?
All right, I'll take 1 box of the mint treasures. One, and that's it. I started gaining weight after I joined the Brown Birds. Remember, Dad bought every one of my boxes, and I ate them all.
No, Mom, Dad had to buy every one of your boxes because you ate them all. But, I'm sure that's not going to happen this time. Why don't I just put you down for 3 of the mint treasures and just a couple of the Rudolphs?
No.
Oh, come on now. You know you want them.
Don't do this.
I'll tell you what, Ma. I'll give you the first box for free.
Oh, God, I gotta go.
Come on. All the cool kids are eating them.
And when you have a second later, I want to show you why we don't just trap spiders under coffee mugs and leave them there.
training to be better at a job that I hate. My life officially sucks.
But, Rach, wasn't it supposed to be a temporary thing? I thought you wanted to do fashion stuff.
Well, yeah, I'm still pursuing that.
How exactly are you pursuing that? You know, other than sending out resumes like, 2 years ago?
Well, I'm also sending out good thoughts.
If you ask me, as long as you got this job, you got nothing pushing you to get another one. You need the theater.
The fear?
He's right. If you quit this job, you then have motivation to go after a job you really want.
Well, then how come you're still at a job that you hate? I mean, why don't you quit and get the fear?
Because I'm too afraid.
I don't know. I mean, I would give anything to work for a designer, you know, or a buyer. Ugh, I just don't want to be 30 and still work here.
Yeah, that'd be much worse than being 28 and still working here.
Rachel?
Yeah?
Remind me to review with you which pot is decaf and which is regular.
Can't I just look at the handles on them?
You would think.
Okay, fine. Gunther, you know what? I am a terrible waitress. Do you know why I am a terrible waitress? Because I don't care. I don't care. I don't care which pot is regular and which pot is decaf. I don't care where the tray spot is. I just don't care. This is not what I want to do. So I don't think I should do it anymore. I'm going to give you my week's notice.
What?
Gunther, I quit.
Does this mean we're going to have to start paying for coffee?
Okay, 12, 22, 18, 4. What?
I spelled out boobies.
Ross, put me down for another box of the mint treasures, okay? Where are the mint treasures?
We're out. I sold them all.
What?
Monica, I'm cutting you off.
No. No. Just a couple more boxes. It's no big deal, right? I'm cool. You gotta help me out with a couple more boxes.
Mom, look at yourself. You have cookie on your neck.
So, how many you sold so far?
Check this out. 517 boxes.
Oh, my God. How did you do that?
Okay, the other night I was leaving the museum just as Laser Floyd was letting out of the planetarium. Without even trying, I sold 50 boxes. That's when it occurred to me, the key to my success, the munchies. So I started hitting the NYU dorms around midnight. I am selling cookies by the case. They call me Cookie Dude.
Hey, stop what you're doing. I need envelope stuffers. I need stamp lickers.
Oh, hey, who did these resumes for you?
Me, on my computer.
Well, you sure used a large font.
Waitress at a coffee house and cheer squad co-captain only took up so much room.
You're funny, Chandler. You're a funny guy. You know what else is really funny?
Something else I might have said?
I don't know. Weren't you the guy that told me to quit my job when I had absolutely nothing else to do?
Sweetie, calm down. It's going to be okay.
No, it's not going to be okay, Ross. Tomorrow is my last day, and I don't have a lead. Okay, you know what? I'm just gonna call Gunther and I'm gonna tell him I'm not quitting.
But you don't want to give in to the fear.
You and your stupid fear. I hate your fear. I would like to take you and your fear.
Hey, I got great news. Run, Joey, run for your life.
What? Rachel, listen. Have you ever heard of Fortunata Fashions?
No.
Well, my old man's doing a plumbing job down there, and he heard they have an opening. So. You want me to see if he can get you an interview?
Oh, my God, yes. I would love that. Oh, that's so sweet, Joey.
Not a problem. And now
for the great news.
What, that wasn't the great news?
Only if you think it's better than this. Snow in a can. I got it at work. Come on, you want me to decorate the window? Give it kind of a Christmas looky?
Christmas cookie?
Okay, and this one here is a Douglas fir. Now, it's a little more money, but you get a nicer smell.
Looks good. I'll take it.
Wait. No, no, you don't want that one. No, you can have this cool brown one.
It's almost dead.
Okay, but that's why you have to buy it, so that it can fulfill its Christmas destiny. Otherwise, they're going to throw it into the chipper. Tell them, Joey.
Yeah, the trees that don't fulfill their Christmas destiny are thrown in the chipper.
I think I'm going to look around a little bit more.
Pete, you got to stop doing this. I'm working on commission here.
Hey, guys. I'm here to pick out my Christmas tree.
Well, look no further. This one's yours.
Is this the one that I threw out last year?
All right, you know what? Never mind. Everybody wants to have a green one. Sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get so emotional. I guess it's just... the holidays are just hard.
Oh, honey. Is that because your mom died around Christmas?
Oh, I wasn't even thinking about that. Oh.
Hi there. How many did you sell?
I'm not going to tell you. There's a bad man who broke Sarah's leg.
Hey, now, that was an accident, okay?
You're a big scrud.
What's a scrud?
Why don't you look in the mirror, scrud?
I don't have to. I could just look at you.
All right, girls.
And man. Let's see your final tally.
Oh, Debbie. 321 boxes of cookies. Very nice.
Not nice enough.
Sharla, 278. Sorry, dear, but still good.
Good for a scrud.
Oh, yes, Elizabeth. 871.
That's crap!
Is this the brown bird? Good going.
Who's next?
Hi there.
Hi. And batting for Sarah, Ross Geller. 872. Although it looks like you bought an awful lot of cookies yourself.
That is because my doctor says that I have a very serious nougat deficiency.
Tell us what happened, Brown Bird Ross.
Well, I lost. Some little girl loaned her uniform to her 19-year-old sister who went down to the USS Nimitz and sold over 2,000 boxes.
Hey, how'd the interview go?
Oh, blew it. I wouldn't have even hired me.
Oh. Come here, sweetie. Listen, you're going to go on like 1,000 interviews before you get a job. That's not how that was supposed to come out.
It's just the worst Christmas ever.
You know what, Rach? Maybe you should just, you know, stay here at the coffee house.
I can't. It's too late. Terry already hired that girl over there. Look at her. She's even got waitress experience. Ugh. Last night she was teaching everybody how to make napkins and just...
That word was swans.
Well, seeing that drunk Santa wet himself really perked up my Christmas.
Look,
like Night of the Living Dead Christmas tree.
Hello. Yeah, this is she. Oh! You're kidding. You're kidding. Oh, thank you. I love you.
Sure, everybody loves a kidder.
Oh, no, the child!
Oh, yes.
Here we go. Serving my last cup of coffee.
Da, 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 da.
There you go. Enjoy.
Should I tell her I ordered tea?
No.
Excuse me, everyone. This is my last night working here. And I just wanted to say that I made some really good friends here. And it's just time to move on. And no offense to everybody who still works here, but you have no idea how good it feels to say that as of this moment, I will never have to make coffee again.
Now, Mr. Captain Singer likes his coffee strong, so you want to use two bags instead of one. See? Now, pay attention, because this part's tricky. See, some people use filters just once.
I'm sorry you didn't get to go to space camp, and I'm hoping that maybe somehow this may help make up for it, okay? Presenting Sarah Tuttle's private, very special space camp!
Really, Mr. Killer, you don't have to do this.
Oh, come on. Here we go. Stand by for mission countdown.
10, 10, 9, 9, 8, 8, 8.
Okay, blast off.
亲密课堂，欢迎你！亲密课堂，欢迎你！听啊，点儿看。